I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's The Secret Show with Karen Carson, Johnny Minge, and intern Ant. Oh! And remember, hopefully you're not opening this up at the office with the volume up. You can listen, but, you know, in your earbuds.
Because that'd be fucked up.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah. And it's not for kids, obviously. Avi, so today we were talking about our blown off with Megan and Philip. And Megan clearly has a big social media presence. She's famous on TikTok.
It's millions, right? She has millions of followers?
Yeah. She's not like she's easily recognizable. And Philip just wasn't ready for that.
I don't think Megan is her real name either.
Can we say her TikTok handle or can we not?
No.
She asked us. Yeah. It's kind of, she's famous, but yet she's trying to have a dating life. However, Philip was not having that because it's just completely foreign to him. It totally freaks him out, and you kind of can't blame him.
No, because I fucking hate social media.
Listen, you guys know I'm the worst at it because I don't like to film everything I do.
It's
I'm
not
a
that
private
you're the worst.
Person. I'm a private person. I really don't want to be on social media when I'm with people. I want to be present.
Yeah.
But Johnny is probably the most social out of all of us.
Yeah.
That's his, you know, title.
I basically film my meals, my bowel movements. I've filmed too much. My first thought goes to social media over real life.
Yes.
It's kind of...
That's insane.
He was talking about his trip that he's taken to Arizona and he goes, oh my God, Car, so much content for the show, so much content for social. I'm like, why don't you just go, put the camera down and have a good time?
Yeah. I think of video first. When something happens in my life, it's probably fucked up, but I think, how can this be a social media video and how could it be on the radio show?
That's insane. That's why you're verified and we're not, because you film everything.
I can't even believe that, by the way. What's up with that?
I don't know. I gotta do something to, I don't know.
Should I get a
OnlyFans account?
There you go. Oh,
Karen! Hope your kids don't hear this.
I was thinking, can I be anonymous in an OnlyFans account?
People make money off of pictures like that, just anonymously.
I'm only kidding. I have a really good job.
You've been doing pretty good. You went horseback riding the other day, and you did film. You filmed on a horse.
I was so excited to see my kids on a horse. So it was more like, I am not missing out on this moment. But the moment was for me, and the moment was for my kids. Oh, look at you. Right. You're on a horse. Mm-hmm. Let's look back at this and laugh later. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll give this to Johnny to share.
Put on.
And he impresses me.
It's always my second thought. Yes. Johnny is impressive how he always captures funny moments.
Yesterday, he's just on his way home, on his commute home, and got five Instagram stories out of it. And I'll never understand the thought process to that, because I get in my car and go the fuck home. That's the end of it. I don't even look at my phone.
You shut off.
I have to shut off.
I have to shut off too.
He doesn't.
My real job starts when the minute those kids get home. Mm-hmm.
I can't shut off. This has always been me. When I was a little kid, I would steal my dad's video camera and just film everything nonstop. When I was in college, do you remember those little flip cameras?
Those were the best.
Remember those things?
Yeah.
It was before the iPhone.
Right before cell phones had good video, Karen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That teenage group kind of had this thing called the flip, where it was it was so far the easiest way to record a video and get it right onto your computer.
Oh, I remember the flip, Ant.
I was actually, this is going to sound braggadocious, I was on a stupid show called What the Flip on MTV, so they sent me this flip
camera.
How
many shows on MTV have you been on?
Three, I think.
Silent Library, What the Flip,
and the show called Undateable.
Oh, that seems right.
Harsh.
But I was always filming everything. But when you guys film, I'm very impressed. You did post a selfie with the horse, Karen, but the horse wasn't in it. It was just you on the horse.
It's almost, you can't take a picture of yourself and the horse's head.
I guess that's true.
So far away from you. It would have to have been another person taking the picture.
I guess that's a good point.
So you were like pissed that the horse wasn't in it?
Not pissed. I was so happy that you did
but
it.
But he would have figured out a way. He would have figured out a way to get the horse's head in it, or made seven stories about trying to get the horse's head in the picture. That's the difference between him and us when it comes to social
and
media.
Carrie, that's why he's here doing that, because I'm not doing it.
You could have used a selfie stick. You could have had the selfie stick.
Oh, yeah, because every time I go horseback riding in 30-degree weather, I bring a selfie stick. You need both hands to hold on to the horse. It was bad enough that I took out my phone. And the first time we went, it was night riding. Pitch black. Pitch black. But these horses really have their nose up to the tail of the other horse. Uh-huh. They know what to do. They're just walking in a straight line.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get this. John's going to be proud of me. So I pull out my phone, but I have to take my gloves off. So you have to stick it in the saddle and hope you don't lose it. Then you're like, okay. And you're going back and forth like, da-dum, 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 with my phone. And I have the light on and everyone behind me is laughing. Look at Karen texting on her phone. I'm like, I'm not. I'm actually trying to document this for the show. And I think that was pretty risky of me.
Oh, you did it. They saw the flash, though.
There was nothing to film in the pitch black.
Oh, no, really. No, I was proud of you.
Thanks.
There was a creepy guy, though, that was like...
No, he's not creepy. He was the ranch hand, and he was the one that was seeing us.
That sounds creepy.
He was seeing us up. No, these people are so down to earth and so cool, man. They're so cool.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he cooked us cheeseburgers at the party in the woods, the big barbecue in the woods at night. He was like they all work together.
So the ranch hand.
Yeah. They all know horses.
Okay.
You know.
So is it time to get into our uncensored blown off on social media?
This is how the whole conversation started. I mean, what do you do when you're famous and you're using your significant other as content?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't want to, or she doesn't want to.
Not that we're famous, but like an example is intern Anthony does his, when he does do social media posts, there's, you know, sketches, you do silly little videos, and you have your fiance who wants no part of this.
None.
But you have her go in your videos.
Sometimes she has no choice. I'm like, look, you want us to be fucking rich one day? Shut up and sit in that video.
Oh my God.
Stephanie. Well, yeah. But she is private, you know, and she chooses to portray herself a different way.
Mm-hmm. She's got to deal with it, though. She's here now. Too late.
How does your family, like, do your kids care? Do your kids want to be a part of this?
I'm protective over my kids because, you know, we've already had a stalker. You know,
we can't talk about the stalker.
Yeah, well, there is one, and he makes me freaked out, and so now I'm really scared to put my kids. But my kids are great content. Like the stuff that happens in my kitchen, you would die.
Yeah.
Like I'm used to it, but then I'm like, oh my God, the guy. That's how I get my content. The guys would get such a kick out of this if I.
But your kids, are they excited about being a part of it? Because they're going to school.
No,
kids are listening
to
us.
They have to approve everything I do through the show. They have their own social media and they do their own thing, and they do not want to be used as content unless I.
Wait,
so
usually
I do it and then show them and they're like, all right.
Oh, you retroactively ask for permission?
Yeah, you do it first and then you ask permission.
Is it permission? Apologize first, permission second,
have
right?
Forgiveness then permission.
I had old roommates, my best friend, he's a nurse on Long Island, Anthony.
No way.
Did you know that?
Oh, God.
God, Miller, we never heard of Miller.
Shut the hell up about this guy.
It's been 3 years. We know Miller and we never even met him.
I lived with him for 5 years and I was not allowed to talk about him on the radio. I once said something about him like, you know, getting busy with his girlfriend loudly on the radio. He almost evicted me. He was so mad.
That's selfish of you. He didn't want to be part of that. That's the whole reason that these two were fighting on Blown Off this
week. Right, because Philip wants no part of Megan's social. It's almost like an alternate life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We've teased it plenty. Do you want to hear it?
Here's Megan and Philip and their dilemma. Today's a little bit of a different Blown Off in the sense that, well, Megan is calling because she's been dating this guy, Philip, for about 3 months. And she is actually TikTok famous, she says. And so anyway, Philip is ghosting her. She doesn't know what to tell all her followers. But at the same time, she says it's really not about that. She really liked him. But now he is not returning calls. He's not returning texts.
Yeah, it's killing me.
And Karen, her 2.4 million followers.
Jeez.
On TikTok.
Okay.
Okay, well, stay quiet, Megan, at famous Megan.
Philip.
Yeah.
Hello.
Filming us for TikTok. Oh.
Hi, is this Philip?
Yeah, this is Philip.
Hey, Philip, this is Karen Carson and Johnny Minch. We're calling from New 1027 Radio this morning.
What's up, Philip?
You're on the radio with us right now because you won a great prize.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you are on the air with us right now. We want to give you a great prize. Johnny will explain.
Okay.
Philip, we want to send you on a date with an amazing girl who you kind of know. Her name is Megan.
Oh.
Well, you actually really know her.
Yeah.
Megan said that you guys have been dating for 3 months. You've been having so much fun. And now, you know, her TikTok followers are asking where you are. And she has no idea why you took off.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly it. It's her fucking followers. And now I'm on the radio with this shit?
Okay, let's just forget about all that.
Look, I'm like a private person, okay? I like being quiet. I like being unnoticed. That's how I like things.
Okay.
She has 2.4 million fucking Tic Tac followers.
Tic Tac. Tic Tac. That was one of the best parts of that.
I felt so bad for him because he's so frustrated. And, you know, he didn't ask for this whole thing. If the Tic Tac followers are asking where he is and he doesn't want to be part of this.
It makes it worse.
I can't even imagine that. So, like, how does that even work? So, Johnny, you're like, dating you must be really stressful.
What's wild is, like, girlfriends of mine have been really excited in the beginning and then fizzle off with it. Like, it seems like
because
it's what
happened
here.
Because you whip it out. I mean, you take the camera out.
Right, his camera.
Not my penis.
You whip your camera out every 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, right. I was doing a video before for sales, and you videoed me videoing myself. Right. It's like, oh my God, thank God he can't come into the women's room.
Yeah.
Although he might, because, yes, you know.
Oh, I've been in there with permission, though.
He'd get the flush in 7 different angles.
Oh,
I think that with me, I never want to miss a moment for whatever reason. I think my mom is like that, too, with the camera. Like, oh, he's like, we got to get a family. We got to get the variety pictures. We got grandma with cousin.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's for, you know, keeping for years and then looking back upon.
Until you frustrate someone so much that they call it Tic Tac instead of TikTok.
I'm like, poor guy. Yeah. First of all, he's private. He felt blasted on TikTok.
Yeah.
And now we're setting him up and blasting him on the radio.
And see what happens.
Like, everything we do is a big commercial. It's like, it's like keeping up with the Kardashians, like 24/7. I hate it.
But I never meant to make you feel uncomfortable.
Great. There she is. Let me guess. Are you filling this for your TikTok too? What is this, Maury?
No, it's actually Karen Carson in the Morning. It's called Blown Off.
I'm not filming this.
Well, like I said, I don't want any more of this. I'm telling you, I'm tired of being asked to take pictures with...
All right, so listen to this for a second. This, like, he just mentioned the Kardashians. Have you noticed that any show that shows a marriage in reality shows, whether it's dating or, you know, Real Housewives, it all ends up shit. Everybody breaks up. Any reality show will ruin your marriage.
You're right.
It's almost...
Guaranteed.
Every single case.
Because
right?
Who wants to watch a happy couple? Who wants to watch people just holding hands and frolicking?
Things happen. If there's cameras on you and me, I want the funny line. Or maybe, like, you'll start to see stuff you never saw in your partner. Well, what if you want to dominate the time? What if you want to come across as the nice guy? It, like, there's just all these things get introduced into your relationship and you're like, what the hell? Holy crap. There's this whole other... Why can't we just be?
While the cameras are rolling.
This poor guy, Philip, that's what he wants, you know? So here's how it ended.
Some random idiot who thinks TikTok is important. I'm tired of all of it. It's fucking exhausting. I mean, just being second to you all the time. Everybody's, you know, lining up. You know, it's ridiculous.
This is my job. This pays my bills.
Oh, my God.
A job. Yeah, some job.
A lot of people make a lot of money off of
This is what I do for a living.
Great. That's great for you. So go and do all that and keep me out of it. I just don't want to be any part of this anymore. I'm sick of it.
But you never mentioned it to me. If you did, I never would have tagged you. I wouldn't make you uncomfortable.
I didn't know that I would be followed around and taken pictures of. This isn't it's every day with you. It's something crazy.
All right, so this is a new relationship. 3 months. You're only 3 months in. Obviously, it's a little much for Philip. But Megan, I mean, can you keep Philip private? I mean.
No, I can't do it. I'm sorry, it's over. I can't. 24/7 nanny cam is not working for me. It's just constant. Just me, you, and your fucking phone.
Oh, nice double date.
I didn't do any.
Aww.
Well, yeah, you know, a TikTok is your boyfriend, and I'm sure you guys will have a lovely life with each other.
Oh, man.
I'm out.
Okay.
Yeah. So one thing that they said that really struck me, he said, your millions of TikTok followers come before me. I've had bosses not want to hire me because I was married, so that person comes first. I have 3 kids, so that person is third. So they were like, this job, would be like fourth in your life. I'm like, excuse me, you can't say that.
Right.
That's, you know what, awful. I mean? But no. And then like with relationship, anybody I get into a relationship after I'm divorced will be fourth after my three kids.
Right. The kids are first. You can put the kids as one bullet. They don't need to be one, two, and three. You have three kids, but they're your
but
children.
My point is I've had people say that. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine Philip going, you're 2 million matter way before. Like he's 2 million and one.
Jesus.
Is my point, you know?
But like Karen and I mean, I think that we're a little, like Anthony will put his fiance and his family before absolutely anything. I don't want to sound like a dick, but I think I feel like I put my career and
you
stuff
do.
First.
You,
you do. You 1000% do. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I got accepted to be part of a game show.
Oh, this is great.
In February.
This is
the
great.
Show is called Beat Shazam. Now, I didn't know exactly when it was going to be in February, but I knew it was being filmed in Ireland. And I politely declined it because that's the month that my engagement party
the
is.
The month?
The
Not
month
even the day.
That my engagement party is. And I didn't want to fuck up anything with my relationship or fuck up the party or have to move the date or even slightly make Stephanie feel like this game show was going to be more important than my fiance and our engagement party. So I said, fuck it. I'm canceling the whole thing. And that's what I did because her first, family first, this job, entertainment, social media, is a shitload more second.
Before I jump in there, Karen.
I cannot open my mouth right now.
You have to.
I can't. I have had to put this job in order to keep it before my kids sometimes, before my number ones. I've had to sometimes.
You're tougher than me. You're tougher than me. That's the difference between you and I.
Also, I don't know. I've had to make a lot of sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes hearing
but it also,
an engagement
it sounds-
party over something that would have helped you in the long run,
would
help
it have?
Her yeah. and help your family.
Would it have though?
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's good for the show.
You never know.
Would it have? You'll get more, you're trying to start a comedy career, stand-up comedy, you know, there's mm-hmm. all these different ways you're trying to go. Maybe it would have helped. Maybe you could have made everybody happy.
Yeah.
Maybe, but to me, it just seems like, nope, Stephanie wants it. Fuck
it's
it.
Not that Stephanie wants it, because Stephanie probably would have told
you. And
her
I don't mean
too.
Anything
you
against
too,
Stephanie.
Anthony. I want
let
it.
Me just, let me just Sorry. Say, yeah. I love your fiance. I'm just speaking.
Yeah.
I'm just challenging you.
It wasn't her. It was. She told me, go for it.
Karen just said something that's a little jarring, but I don't think you meant it. Like you said, sometimes the career comes before your kids. A really, really important event in your kid's life, you're never going to miss that. You're not going to miss a graduation.
No, I fought tooth and nail, and I was yeah. told by certain people in charge, don't miss this. You know, I'm sorry your kid has that. I go, I don't care. You think in 10 years... you're going to remember this day, but my kids are going to remember I'm not there.
Right.
So don't think I haven't fought back.
Right.
But certain things like, well, just the fact that I had three kids in diapers and the proudest role I've ever had was being a mommy.
Aw.
And then I got the chance of a lifetime to host a morning radio show, which means I had to hand my kids over to a stranger
like a nanny.
Of course. In the morning, which yeah. was my favorite. Like,
I had to suck.
That's, I can't even.
But let's not pretend like you didn't. You blew off Maroon 5 because you had your son something or other.
Yeah.
Remember
I'm sorry,
that?
Adam Levine. I don't even. Yeah.
Who gives
no,
a shit?
I don't care.
So once in a while, I think you pick and choose what's really important for your career. But I don't want to paint this picture to intern Anthony that like I, you know that I'm also very family oriented. I love my family. I would do anything for my family.
Had it been an engagement party though for you and your fiance,
right.
You would have moved to the engagement party.
If we were talking about an engagement party for a month for a certain date and I got a reality show opportunity,
yeah
I would absolutely change the engagement party.
Well,
date.
It wasn't a reality show. It was 30 minutes on a game show in Ireland. That's
Fine.
It.
Which
well,
you could have won $1 million for your bride.
And that's it. And now keep in mind that it's not. We're not booking an engagement party in an ordinary time. We're booking an engagement party during COVID. And it was a miracle that we got that date close enough. February was the closest possible date. And the day that we walked out of the engagement place where we were going to have the party, someone walked in after us. We crossed paths on the way out, mm-hmm. said hi to each other. I held the door for these people. And then that person tried to hand them a blank check and said, get rid of those two fucking people. I want that date instead.
Dirty
That's
business.
How bad.
It's hungry. It's an evil
it's a,
jungle out there.
It's a jungle right now for
I'm
dates.
I'm not saying... I don't know. Like, I've just had to sacrifice a lot of things because it's ratings period.
Yeah.
For those of you listening that don't know what that is, like, there's certain portions of the year, like certain months of the year, mm-hmm. where it's a spring ratings period, very important, fall, and it lasts
Huge.
Like 3 to 4 months. Mm-hmm. That we're never allowed to have a day off if we want to if we want to do well. You know what I mean?
Of course.
It's hurt. You know.
But Anthony. your engagement date was set prior to you auditioning for this show?
Yeah.
And I thought it wasn't.
You had a vague timeline of dates.
No, it was.
Are you telling the truth?
February 25th. It was, we booked it
don't say
that day.
Maybe.
We booked it the day that we went there, and then Shazam got back to me like 2 or 3 weeks after that.
Oh, okay. So you had your date set.
Yeah.
I want to tell you what my dad said when I told him about this.
About what?
About Anthony's situation with the engagement party. I told my dad about this, and my dad, and I was like, Dad, because if that was me, and my dad cuts me off, he's like, oh, you would have went on the show, 100%. Mm-hmm. And I think that Anthony should go on the show. Mm-hmm. My dad actually was like protective of, he was like, is his fiance like, was she mad that he was going on the show or wanted to?
Stephanie didn't care.
So
she said, so what if
that?
It's in February? I did not want to risk it being the same week. I did not want to risk the fact that.
I see now that you needed to get a date and you needed to get one quick and there was a lot of competition for this date.
Of course.
I see that now, but.
I do think that the average person would agree with Anthony over us. I think the average person would say, there's nothing more important than a wedding and your fiance. I think that people would naysay me for choosing career over. But I guess that's just me.
I just always try to find a happy medium. And mm-hmm. I agree with you, John, because that's what I told my family. This is our life. If this helps mommy, it helps all of us.
Right.
Yeah. So I always made it as inclusive as I possibly could. You know,
I think that you're a good person. I think that you're making the right choice, but
you're a good guy, Aunt.
But fuck you.
But fuck you.
I love you. I'm
story
kidding.
Of my life.
I'm
Stop
kidding.
Being
I'm
a little
kidding.
Princess and taking off every single day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.